Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, August 27th, 2025. You may have seen or perhaps heard about the protesters that greeted Senator Susan Collins in Searsport yesterday morning as she arrived to do a ribbon cutting at the celebration of the road project completion that happened there. There were protesters with signs opposing the Trump administration and ICE, and there were also many who were there to call attention to their efforts to protect Sears Island. There'll be a meeting tonight about Sears Island to fill people in who are curious about what the situation is there now. Jill Howell returns to Around Town this morning to fill us in on all the details.
My name is Jill Howell. I'm a volunteer with the Campaign to Protect Sears Island with Sumkick. And tonight we'll be holding a community conversation from 6:30 to 8 o'clock at the Bayside Community Hall. We'll have a short presentation. There will be three of us volunteers there from the campaign. And we'll be talking about the threats to Sears Island, where they currently stand, and why we believe this place should be wild and free forever. And there will be a pretty long question and answer period after the presentation. So come with any questions you have about the wind port or the state of the offshore wind industry in Maine. Despite a number of actions taken by the current federal administration since coming into office that have been pretty openly hostile to wind and other renewable energy development, including a recent Bureau of Ocean Energy Management rescission of about 2 million acres in the Gulf of Maine for wind energy development, the state and DOT continue to push forward with their plans to develop Sears Island with a wind port. The Campaign to Protect Sears Island with Sumkick, we're a group of local volunteers who love and respect the island and are dedicated to protecting it. We believe that the island shouldn't be sacrificed for any kind of development, including renewable energy, especially when there's an alternative location at Mack Point. The Campaign to Protect Sears Island has done a number of events like this just to get information out about why we believe Sears Island should be protected and the alternative location at Mack Point, but there have been some developments since our last presentation, and we want to just keep this at the forefront of people's minds, that even though all of this action is being taken at the federal level, there's still concern that the state is trying to move forward. So as long as they are trying to do that, we will continue our efforts to talk about why it should be protected.
And just to be clear, your groups don't oppose wind power necessarily.
No. This group specifically is focused on protecting the island. There have been a number of different developments pitched for Sears Island over the past few decades, and this wind port is just the latest in a long series of them. So the campaign itself is not opposed to wind development. Personally, I am very pro-development of Mack Point. It's in the same location. It is already industrialized, and there is data and evidence to show that this can be built on Mack Point. So we can have both here. We can have a preserved, protected, wild Sears Island and wind energy development in the Gulf of Maine. So if you want to learn more about the campaign to protect Sears Island with Sumkick, you can go to protectsearsisland.org, or we can see you tonight, Wednesday, August 27th, at the Bayside Community Hall from 6:30 to 8. If you plan to join us, there's limited parking at the community hall, so we're having everybody park at the Edna Drinkwater School in Northport at 56 Bayside Road, and we have shuttles to run folks from the parking lot to the event and then back afterwards.
That was Jill Howell, and the website again is protectsearsisland.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.